We're continuing Chayodim Klal Samach Beis, and we're learning Simen Yud Aleph. The Chayodim says halacha, which is actually not found nowadays, is not done nowadays. Rav Shlomo Zalman talks about the fact that the minhag is not like this halacha, even though there's no source in halacha to say not like this. This is brought down the Chayodim Mishabura. This is accepted halacha. The minhag is not to do like this. We have to explain why that's so. So he says the following: a relative dies and leaves a Yerusha. So the person has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Yerusha concurrently while he's saying the Brach of Dayan Hu MS for the loss of the relative. So he has to say the bracha of Dayan HaMes for the loss of his father or any one of the relatives. A person has a chiyuv to say the bracha of Dayan HaMes, the seven relatives that the person has a korban to, that he has to sit shiva for, a father or mother, brother or sister, son, daughter, or a spouse. But he also has to thank Kodesh Baruch Hu for the Yerusha. So if he's sharing the Yerusha with other people, so then the Baruch is Atav HaMeitiv. Im Lav, Mevorach Shechiyonu. If he has no other brothers, so he's getting the full Yerusha himself, then the Baruch is Shechiyonu. So it's an extraordinary Baruch Hu. He's going to be saying, Shechiyonu Begiyonu Lazman Hazeh, for the loss of his parent, at the same time he's saying the Yan HaMes. Now the source of the Baruch Hu Shechiyonu in such a situation is because he's acquiring new items. So the bracha is based on the concept of the simcha that a person has at that moment. And a person doesn't seem to have simcha at that moment. Chazal said that a person can have multiple emotions. He appreciates. Simcha doesn't mean that he's rejoicing. He's obviously not rejoicing, but he feels an element of appreciation of what he's receiving. That's the simcha which we're referring to. And that's the level of simcha which would mechayev the bracha. The minhag is not to make this bracha. And Shlomo Zalman says that once it's become established, the minhag is not to make the bracha. But it would be inappropriate to make the bracha because it looks like a person is stating that he's different than everybody else and he's happy that this relative had passed away. Again, this halacha is not limited to a father specifically. It's any one of the relatives which would generate a Yerusha, a halachic Yerusha. So the question is why. So there's one opinion in the Rishonim which says that this halacha only applies if a person gets a Yerusha which was unknown to him. It means he did not know that the father had had any money. And it turns out that the father had what to be marish. So that sudden realization generates an element of appreciation, which even though the person is at the moment of loss, we can't ignore that moment of that appreciation. But a person and has anticipated, is aware of the financial means of the merish. Let's say the example of a father. He knows that the father has money. He knows he's receiving something. It's not an extraordinary moment that he's receiving that to the point that would be mechayev shechiyonu concurrent with the Dayan Rames. And since it's extremely rare that the person is not aware, the one who's being yoresh is not aware of the assets of the Marish, the one who's giving him the Yerusha. The person knows the father has property, etc. So that's why the minhag became that we do not say this bracha. So that's one explanation of why we do so. Halacha l'maisa, the minhag is not to say the bracha, even though it's hard to really understand why we're doing so. But the next five simonim deal with the bracha. The next four simonim deal with the bracha of a teva meiti. When a person has a change of wine by a meal, Chazal instituted a bracha of a teva meiti, and we'll see the parameters of that halacha as well. And then with that, we will finish Mesachem the Klal. Meanwhile, have a good day.